The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of what?
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clout. The Colossus of Clout.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number here is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call if you have a question about the value of an item, and you'll get in a drawing. We're giving away this week a 2016 Topps High Tech Baseball Box. This is a, I guess it's a one-pack box, but there's one autograph per box, and there's some nice cards in it with all these different, it's like a hard plastic type card, and they have all these different variations on the backs, and some of the non-signed cards do pretty well. But I was looking up, there were a few cards that few different players that were selling for $200-$300 or more, guys like Trout and Galarraga and Piazza. And,
yeah, didn't you say a Piazza went for over $700
on one of them? Yeah, it did. Yeah, in bidding. So it's a good product. 312-332-3776 is the number, or you can tweet a picture of an item. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID if you tweet it to my attention. Now, Nestor this week on Twitter tweeted me a picture of, he has a, it's like a Charlie Brown type Christmas tree. You know, it's kind of little, sparse, with, but it's got all Cubs ornaments. It's got
very
Cubs
cool
World Series ornaments, little things hanging like little player ornaments,
sure,
and thing. So if anybody else, Nestor will be in the drawing. If anybody else has pictures of any Chicago themed decorations for the holidays, and you tweet that to my attention, and we use it on the show, that's another way you can get in the drawing. It's, we're getting
very
into the
cool
holiday season
the
here.
The perfect. The Charlie Brown Christmas, one of my
yeah
favorite cartoons yeah as a kid, still even as an adult.
Right,
know?
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Cool. Yep.
So, and his tree did kind of look like that. But it did. It was filled out with the ornaments. Now, Bill, another thing, Bill Huggins, that I got emailed to my attention from Skip. This is a good question for you here. I tweeted the pictures of it. It's a Babe Ruth signed baseball. Okay, the baseball is a 1948 American Legion State Champs baseball, which is a nice, bold baseball. It's not an official American League or baseball, but it is an and. Now, Babe Ruth died in August of 1948, so if this is a legitimate Babe Ruth signature, it would be one of his later signatures. Now, the signature's faded pretty well. You can tell it's Babe Ruth, but it's faded. So just from hearing all that, I thought because it was faded so much, it might only be $1,000 to $2,000. I didn't know, but I thought you never know. You know, and the fact that it's not an official ball. What do you think on that one, Bill?
Is it just signed by Ruth or by an American Legion team as well?
No, it looks like it's just Babe Ruth that signed it. And you can tell it's Babe Ruth's signature on the sweet spot, but it's faded pretty good. And the ball is dated. It's a stamp dating 1948 American Legion Junior Baseball State Champion. So there were things in there. The more I thought about it, maybe this is more than that. I'd like to see it in person to see how faded it is. But what do you think, Bill?
I mean, I it's 1,000 to 2,000 probably on its worst day.
Yeah.
You know, and it could be even more than that, like you said, depending on what it looks like when you're holding it in your hand.
Yeah.
Does his auto have more value the last year or two of his life versus prior to that, Bill?
Well, you know, it's not really like it was Muhammad Ali, where his signature really changed over. Babe Ruth's signature was pretty damn consistent all the way through
his life.
Yeah, you're
right. You're right. It was. You're right. Even if this one, like if this is real, from what I can see of it, it has the same slants and size and everything to it.
Yeah, I'm guessing maybe at the very, very end, if he was still capable of signing something, it may have gotten a little bit sloppier. But no, he pretty much had it down pat. He was an auto pen almost.
Yeah. You know? Well, think about this, though. I mean, he died in August of 48. If they had time to win the state championship and print this baseball up, I mean, you would think it would have had to have been sometime in the summer, at least, that Ruth signed it. There wasn't a big window there for him to sign it. So, Skip, if you do bring that into T-Crown sometime, I'd like to look at it, and then I'll send pictures to Bill, and we'll see what we think. But if that would be interesting to auction it just to see how it would do. Like Bill said, probably at least 1,000 to 2 and maybe more in an auction. You just never know. It depends how it looks, though, and I mean, if you can hardly see it, that stuff. But this,
I mean, like you said, if you could do some research on the ball and find out when the ball was actually printed, what part of 1948, you could narrow it down to one of his very later signatures.
Yeah, you would think it had to have been in the last couple of months. I mean, when would they be playing the state championships? Maybe June, you know, May, June, something like that. And then,
not in February in Chicago, that's for sure.
No, and then they had to print, you know, of course, this baseball, maybe, no, that wouldn't have been used because it's a state champion's ball. So, you would think there's only a couple months window that it could have been signed to me. That's the way it looks to me. Now, don't forget the Huggins and Scott February auction. They're taking in items now for that. There's been a couple cool things have come through T-Crown. But if you have items and you want to call Bill Huggins, the number there is 301-608-0355. Or you can call the show 312-332-3776 if you have something you think is valuable and might go in an auction. And anybody who calls or tweets a picture of an item gets in the drawing for a 2016 Topps high-tech baseball box. One autograph per box. Neat-looking autographed cards in there. Neat-looking cards also. Okay, Vince, it's time for a which-ended higher.
Okay.
Now, before we get to this, one of the items in this is a Herb Pennock signed 1925 payroll check display. The check was written in 1925 for $1,282.38. What would that $1,282.38 be worth in 2016 dollars?
I'm going to say about $8,000.
Bill, you want to give a guess on that one?
Gosh, I think Vince is probably right. Isn't it about seven times the money or something?
That's kind of what I think.
Eric, you got a quick guess on the value of that one? It was $1,282 in 1925.
I'll say around a grand. I'm guessing. I really have no idea.
Okay. it was $17,522 be. So that's like, what is that? 18 times, maybe 16 times, something like that. Okay. For the year, now that we know that timing, Vince, without using a calculator, for the year, his contract was $14,500. So what would that be in 2016 dollars? $14,500.
About 200 grand?
Right about 200 grand. Yeah, 198,243.
I did that in my head.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, because it's, you know, a little over 1.5
I'm going to quit right now. I'm on top.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Like,
well,
you get that birdie hole.
That's just
know?
Part A to this question. Okay. So the Herb Pennock signed 1925 payroll check display is the first item. Pennock, by the way, was 5-0 in his World Series career with a 1.95 ERA in 55 and a third World Series innings pitched. But his 160, and he's in the Hall of Fame, but his 162 game average was only 16 and 11 with a 3.6 ERA, 1.348 whip, 44 WAR. He wasn't one of the top Hall of Famers. I think his World Series pitching maybe put him over the top, you know, when they were putting him into the Hall of Fame. So we got the Penix sign check display. Next, we have a Vince Lombardi signed 1960 check display. And third, we have a Jackie Robinson signed 1971 check display. So it's a Herb Penick 1925 check display, Vince Lombardi 1960 check display signed, and a Jackie Robinson signed 1971 check display.
Well, you've fluffed up and packaged the Herb Penick, you know, quite considerably. But something tells me it's the Vince Lombardi. So I'm going to guess the Vince Lombardi.
Good guess. Ah. And if I had, but it was not the correct guess. Oh, there we go. Eric's got it from there. We might need that one later. I've got a Stooges item, Eric. Keep that one in mind. Okay. Let's see. The Herb Pennock signed check went for $525. The Vince Lombardi went for $675. The Jackie Robinson, now I don't know what, he might have died in 1971, but the Jackie Robinson went for $925. Oh, okay. So the Jackie Robinson was actually the highest of the three checks.
That makes sense.
Kind of interesting.
Sure.
Yeah.
See, I thought since you threw the Vince in there, that I'm not sure if you're setting me up or because I'm trying
to get
in your
head. I like to keep
it.
That's part of it. I like
keeps
to.
Me guessing.
You don't know if I'm trying to get in your head or not, yeah. Which is me getting into your head right yep. there, right? Yep. Isn't that kind of the way?
I don't know.
There we go.
Is that you doing that? Or
no,
Eric?
That was okay. That's Eric. He can get to him.
Timing,
I can't get
Eric.
To him. Very good. I like it. Yeah.
Jackie Robinson died in 72.
72.
Yeah,
okay.
October 72 at 53 years old.
Yeah, he was young.
Yep.
Yeah, he aged pretty. I don't know.
All that stress, all
yeah,
that he went
yeah,
through.
Yeah,
oh
that
gosh.
Was really yep. rough, without a doubt. Well, now here's another item that ended in the November Huggins and Scott auction. By the way, those three prices were what the bidding ended at in the November Huggins and Scott auction on those signed checks. Here's a 1888. 89 Stevens Studio Australian Tour Cabinets Jimmy Ryan that's possibly signed by Jimmy Ryan, which if it is, there's not a lot of those. I guess they couldn't say for sure Bill from JSA if it was an actual Jimmy Ryan signature or not.
Yeah, they came kind of what they call inconclusive.
Yeah, so they weren't sure, but
who is Jimmy Ryan?
Well, I'll tell you.
All right. I'll wait for the
okay.
answer.
Okay, he was a White Stocking center fielder. He was on three different named Chicago teams, but I guess it was all early variations of the Cubs. And he was actually very good. Listen to some of this. He played from 1885 to 1903, nicknamed Pony.
Pony?
Okay. Pony. So you know he was quick. Held the record for career assists by an outfielder until 1924. Now, he retired in 03, I guess, but in 1924, somebody broke the record, but 375 assists he had. He had a career 308 batting average with 118 homers, 419 career steals, and 2,502 hits. Mm-hmm. So his 162 game average, which they didn't play then, but his 162 game average, 308, 9 homers, 88 RBIs, and 34 steals, and a 124 OPS plus. I mean, with 202 hits and 132 runs scored.
Yep.
So he would have been a great leadoff man.
Yep.
I think, you know, there were people making cases he could have even been a Hall of Famer, but that ended at $2,700 in the November Huggins and Scott auction, so that's pretty cool.
He finished with 2,500 hits, so
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, so he was very good at figuring averaging 202 hits over 162 each 162 games. Larry from Westmont's on the line. What do you have there, Larry?
How you doing?
Good.
I have two old programs from when the Bears used to play at Wrigley Field.
Nice.
And my brother actually went to college with Gary Larson, who ended up going to the Vikings.
Oh, okay. The lineman Larson?
Yes, Gary Larson, that became
Gary
part
Larson.
Of
the Purple People Eaters, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Do you have anything from him?
Yeah, I do. I have, he originally played with the Rams. So I have Merlin Olsen, Rosie Greer, Deacon Jones, Roman Gabriel. Jack Pardee was there. Pete Ward was walking around, so I got his
Pete
autograph.
Ward, the White Sox third baseman?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that, I don't, unless he played a couple of games for the Rams or the or
no,
the Purple Table Eaters, that doesn't help the ball. But you still have value there just from some good names on it. Now, how nice a condition are the programs from Wrigley?
They're a little yellowed.
Okay, anybody sign those?
Yeah, they're all on the program.
Oh, so all those names were on the program. I see. I would think that's at least $100. I mean, without seeing it, it's a good group of them if the program's in good shape. I like those old Bears programs, so that's a neat item. All right, it's already time for the first break here. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Or if you want to tweet a picture of holiday decorations with a Chicago sports theme, like Nestor did, to TCrownTom is my Twitter ID, or tweet a valuable collectible picture to TCrownTom, and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing for a 2016 Topps high-tech baseball box. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to sports collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. If you have something you think might be able to go in a Huggins and Scott auction, give us a call. 312-332-3776, and you'll get in the drawing for a 2016 Topps high-tech baseball box. One high-priced autograph, hopefully, per box. There is one autograph per box, and some of them are high-priced. Yep. I actually have a couple of them on my T-Crown Tom eBay seller ID. I got a David Price autograph in a Red Sox uniform. He kind of fizzled this year, didn't have a great year. And a Biggio autograph, I think the 50.
That's what we hit in our split yesterday,
right? That's
right. It's in our split.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's nice looking cards, without a doubt. And now, tying in with what Skip posted, the email about that Babe Ruth signed ball, here's another one. Luke from Twitter had a question. He says, if you pick up an autographed baseball in a hard case, you know, it's good to have it in a ball cube or whatever. But if the ball's wrapped in plastic, Bill Huggins, should you take the plastic off the ball when you're storing it, or should you leave it in the plastic, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, if it's not going to move, you can do whatever you want with it. The thing I tell a lot of our potential consigners, though, is if you're shipping us baseballs, do not send them in those plastic, either the little gold base things or the cubes or anything. They're not meant to be shipped. We've had balls damaged in those things for shipping. They're meant to be put on your shelf or on your mantle or wherever you display them. But if it's not going to move, that's a personal thing, whether you want to take the plastic off or something.
Well, what about I think he had like a Saran wrap plastic that he was talking about. To me, that you don't want to keep that on there because somehow, I don't know, if you don't want the signature sticking to that, like Saran wrap plastic.
Yeah, I have seen that. I don't know who came up with that idea, but I think that's not a really good mouse.
No. Yeah, so I recommend taking it out of that. Now, I didn't realize you didn't like getting baseball signed in the or sent to you in cubes. I think I've sent some in cubes and
Yeah, no, the best way to send baseballs is that I tell all is get a roll of paper towels and a box of sandwich baggies and just wrap each one in a paper towel, stick it in the Ziploc bag, and then throw all those into a box full of fluff or newspaper.
Okay.
And stuff. Way better, easier to send them.
All right. Know. That's good to know, actually. Yeah. All right. Very good. Armin from Westmont is online. What do you have there, Armin?
I've got a 1953 Topps box.
Okay.
Empty.
The empty box. Now, is this a 1 cent or a 5 cent box?
It's a 5 cent.
Oh, that's good, right, Bill? The 5 cent. How good a shape is it? Is the lid on it and it's in nice shape and everything?
Well, the lid's on it, but the shape is not that good.
Wait, is it like faded or creased or?
Yeah, it's kind of the edges are kind of rubbed off.
Okay.
You know, on the box.
But it is an original 53 Topps 5 cent pack box.
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
In fact, I'm going to bring it over there tomorrow to you at T-Crown.
Oh, very good. So we can send that to Bill as part of, to
right.
go with those 53 Topps cards that went for, oh, that's good.
That's right.
Yeah, I think that adds quite a bit to it. I mean, I think at least 500 to 1,000 for that box if it's in decent shape, don't you think, Bill? I saw one of those sell for like a grand or
so just the boxes
just
go
the
for
empty
that much.
Box
wow.
Yeah, because nice. It's 53 Topps. Yep. I mean, there's not even wrappers sell for a lot.
Wow.
Now this is a two-piece box, right?
Well, it's a box with a flap on it. I mean, it, you know, it's a regular box. I don't, yeah, it's got a top. I'm sorry, yeah, it is a two-piece. You're right, it's a two-piece box.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
Okay,
very
well
good.
I'm gonna bring it over there tomorrow.
Good. We'll ship it to them and ask them to put it with the lot that they have of the 53 Topps cards. And that's
yeah, that's what we'll do.
Yeah, that's
okay.
A good combo. Very good, Armin.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a good one.
Sure, bye.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that, what that looks like. I've never seen I've never had one in, I've seen them on pictures of them, but I've never had one in my hands.
Sure, you'll take a picture and tweet it
and
send it out there?
For sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. Oh, you never know what people are going to bring into T-Crown,
that's
for
cool.
sure. There's been some cool stuff. I put pictures of it a lot on my T-Crown Tom Twitter ID when somebody brings something neat in. All right, let's see what else we have here. What ended in the Huggins and Scott auction? Oh, here we go, where I was talking about the Three Stooges. There was a 1959 Fleer Three Stooges 96 card complete set. I think those were in like upper lower condition or lower mid grade. What do you think on a set of those, Vince? 96 cards.
1959, right?
Yeah.
$1,500.
Well, you doubled what it actually went for, $750.
Okay.
Now, higher grade, they can go that high or higher.
I had a vision of a higher grade when I, you know, guessed.
Yeah. You pictured a mint mo rather than a VG mo. Oh boy, I don't know what it is about the Stooges. I just whenever I see something about it, I like to talk about it. I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure it's the Three Stooges there. I think you're more the common denominator of that. You know, bringing that fun to it all.
Here's another item, and I like the an 1893 S. Morgan's silver dollar sold in the November Huggins and Scott auction. And this was graded ANACS VF, I guess for very fine, 20, went for $2,200.
Wow.
Now, Bill, I don't know much about coins. How good of a condition is that on the grading scale?
Well, I think the coin grading scale goes to 70.
Okay, so that was comparatively a lower grade.
Yeah.
And still went for $2,200. That seems pretty good.
I think from what our coin guy, Steve, Americana Steve, told me, that's one of the tougher ones in the Morgan Silver Dollar, one of the tougher variations to find.
Yeah, I guess that would make sense. Those look cool, those old coins. Did you ever get into coin collecting, Vince? When I was young, I started a little bit. I had one of those things where it had the different years for pennies, you know. I had some pennies in this thing that held them, but I never really...
Didn't collect the coins. I collected the cards that we used on our bikes. Yeah. That's what I did.
Ever do stamps?
No.
I think one time I picked up a bag of stamps at, like, a department store, which actually, if this was, like, 1960-something, I'd like to have that bag now. Yep. But at the time, you know... Yep. They were probably selling it for about 20 times what the stamps would have been worth. But, it was still kind of fun to do. We've got Pistol Pat from Westchester. What's up, Pistol? What's new?
I got a couple good items for you, Triple Crown Tom.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you follow NASCAR, but you probably don't. But
No, not too much.
Well, this might help you out here, but I got Jimmy Johnson, the race car driver.
Okay.
A couple of Zalas, number out of less than five. One's number four, number's three.
What are they, signed cards?
Yeah, signed cards from Five Star Product.
Oh, that's a good product, actually.
Yeah, and it's like number four, number three, autographs of his, less than five.
Yeah, that's good. I know one of my regular customers, Pat, has been a big Jimmy Johnson collector. If he didn't have one of those, the five, if he's still collecting them, he would want that. But I would
think
that's what, at least $200-$300 without seeing the card per card.
Yeah, he just tied Earnhardt and Petty for seven-time champion.
Oh, so yeah, he's big time in NASCAR. And I know some about it. I just have tried. And to me, it's actually very cool in HD, I've just got so much going on. I'm trying to stay away from NASCAR. You know what I mean? But I could see, like, to me, I could see like a fantasy league with NASCAR would be cool and that stuff. So I'm not anti NASCAR. I'm just kind of trying to stay out of it. But now that if Press Pass stopped doing the racing, but Panini started it up this year,
exactly.
So that should help. I imagine there's some new guys in Panini because they were a couple years off that hadn't had autographs before. I've got this one, what's it called, Torque Racing, where they have one hit per pack, and I've seen some pretty cool stuff come out of there.
Okay, and I got another item real quick. I got a site. It's from Highland Mint. It's like a picture frame of it shows Clemente, like, waving to the crowd with his hat, and it's this piece of one-and-a-half game-worn material included in this product was cut from the jersey pictured here. It says from the 71-game used road jersey was worn by Clemente towards the end of his career. He was the star of the 71 World Series when he hit 414, and it's from the Highland Mint, and it's like less than 300, I believe.
Is he tipping his cap in a picture where he just got his 3,000th hit?
That's it.
A cool looking one. I think that sells for around 100 to 150.
Okay.
That's pretty neat. That Vince, that would look good on your wall. Actually,
I'm looking at it on eBay. Sold for around 150 or so.
Yeah,
it's a nice picture.
Yeah, that's cool. Very nice. Good stuff.
No problem.
Pistol. Have
you
a good
care
one.
Now.
Happy holidays.
Guys, great show, guys.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. I like
Jimmy
that
Johnson
coming.
Stuff. Really is popular.
Yeah,
he just
it
gets
is.
A lot of action.
Well, he's one of the top drivers. Yep. I mean, like he said, so very good. All right, I want to do another which ended higher here, Vince.
Now, whatever works.
This is interesting. This is a presidential which ended higher.
Okay,
these are three items that were in the November Huggins and Scott auction, and were which ended higher for the high bid on these items. The first item, a Ulysses S. Grant 1871 signed naval commission. Second item, a William McKinley 1901 signed naval commission. And the third item, Chester A. Arthur 1881 signed military commission. So which ended higher, Ulysses S. Grant 1871, William McKinley 1901, or Chester A. Arthur? And am I toying with you here, Vince?
You could be. Yeah, I always got to be prepared for that. So, but just in the obscurity of it all, I'm going to say the Chester Arthur, 1881.
I thought that's what you might guess. And it's good. It went for $650, but
good.
Not the highest of the three.
The Grant?
William McKinley was only $525. I thought he might be a little higher than that, but the Ulysses S. Grant, $975.
That makes sense with the Civil War, you know.
Yeah, the general and all that. Yes. I don't know how awake he was as a president. he seemed like he maybe slept through part of that, but you know, he was one of the big name generals without a doubt. So. Oh.
Not sure I have anything to say to add to that. It's politics, you know. I want to stay away.
Yeah,
know?
Right. Politics is a touchy subject, without a doubt.
Especially with Thanksgiving just finishing, you know, I'm sure a lot of families had some discussions.
Yeah, we didn't have any. I just had my two sons were over, and we didn't talk politics at all, which made it a nice, calm day. You know, last Monday, I went to just to get a small cavity drilled at the dentist. It was the fastest thing ever. The only thing that really the bad, it was, I hate the sound of drills. And I was talking to her about it would be neat to have a virtual reality thing. And she said she had thought about that, but if there's movement in it, people might be jerking while she's. And I said, well, how about a virtual reality where you're just sitting on a beach and you see the waves and then you relax and maybe a little soft. You know, Hawaiian music in the background. I go, I don't know if you mind if people fall asleep, but I'm pretty sure I'd be falling asleep for that. I don't know if she considered it or not. But anyway, so.
That is a good idea.
And when I got back Monday night, my wife kept saying, suffering shock attack. Because that's how I was talking. I got all loads of, you know, it was such a fast drilling. It's like the stuff that they put in
Novocaine
was really just kicking in. Really, when I got home, I think is where so I couldn't talk very well. I was suffering suck attack. Is how it was coming out.
That's funny.
My wife seemed to think it was funny.
You should have tape recorded that next time. You know?
Yeah, right. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can also tweet a picture of an item. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. And if, like I said earlier in the show, Nestor tweeted he had a Charlie Brown like Christmas tree, but it had filled with Cubs decorations. If you have a Chicago themed decoration for the holidays, you want to tweet a picture of that, you can also get in the drawing that way. So hang in there. We'll be
now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of 2016 Topps High Tech Baseball. One autographed card per box in the Topps High Tech Baseball. So it's a fun product to open. Mike Trout's one of the signatures in there that we saw sells for a couple $100 and lots of good ones in there. So there's some young guys.
Tom, I asked Eric when I called this morning, it's sort of a tangent of your survey type thing. I heard on one of the radio sports shows, if you could pick on Thanksgiving Day whether you could have turkey or watch football, now you can't do both.
Ooh.
Which would you pick? Now, the results were 85-15 one way. Which way was it?
I say you got to watch football.
Absolutely got to watch football.
Is that what
That's what Eric said. That's what Eric said. They were wrong. Everybody wants turkey.
Really? Oh, wow. And these were all football fans that they were. Wow.
Sports talk. It was a sports college talk show, you know.
Wow. Well, think about it now. What would I actually – well, as long as you could eat, if you couldn't eat anything. But, I mean, I don't know. Not watching football on Thanksgiving would be very difficult, I think. I think I'd give up the turkey first.
Yeah. What a game that Dallas-Washington game was. Huh? Oh, amazing finish.
We were talking before the show, I'm playing the first place guy in this one league we're in with some guys that come into T-Crown are in it. And Vince and I are tied, and we're still in a chance for a playoff spot. So I think we'd have to win the next 3 weeks to make it. And I have Jordan Reed as my tight end, and
the
when he got hurt in the second quarter, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm dead. My guys always get hurt early. They never, you know, why can't they play the whole game and then get hurt in the fourth quarter? Then he was wearing a sling for a little while. I don't know what they did for him at halftime. Billy, I bet you were watching this game with the Redskins. But in the second half, he ended up with 31. We have a point per reception fantasy league. He had like 31 or 32 points. The second half, he's leaping, stretching out, falling on it. It looked like nothing hurt. It was unbelievable.
He jumped so high for that one catch. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, it was like, boy, whatever they did, he should do that every game. Yep. That second half was unbelievable. That was fun because I went from thinking, okay, well, that's the end of my season, and now I got a good shot at it.
And everybody roots for Romo to lose, so you know, everybody's rooting for you this week. Sorry, Romo.
I actually, if Romo gets into the playoffs and I'm not in it, I might root for Romo. He runs the league, sure. And I might root for him. I don't know. I'm not rooting for him this week, though, that's for sure. Without a doubt. Okay, we've got Dave from Plainfield on the line. What do you have there, Dave?
I got a ball signed by Ryan Sandberg, Ernie Banks, Ron Sano, Billy Williams, and Fergie Jenkins. And I was just wondering if you would recommend trying to get Andre Dawson and Craig Maddux on there, even though they didn't go into the Hall of Fame as a Cub.
Yeah, I would. We'll see what Bill thinks about it. But because they're well known for what they did with the Cubs and they are in the Hall of Fame, I wouldn't get any non-Hall of Famers on that ball. But Bill, would you agree with me that it wouldn't hurt to get Dawson and Maddux on that Cubs Hall of Fame?
Oh, not at all. You can, you can probably even save a spot for Chris Bryant or something.
Well, not yet. Right now, I think I'd have a separate ball because he's got to play a few more years. But if he keeps doing what he's doing, oh my gosh, yeah, it's like another Mike Schmidt. I mean, he's really something else. Plus, he did that thing where he did, what was he, College Player of the Year, Minor League Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, and then MVP four years. Yep. Has anybody else ever? I don't think anybody else has ever done that. So, Dave, get a current Cubs ball going, too.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, very good.
That's pretty incredible
what a team they had. I mean, it was so many White Sox fans that come in that I know are White Sox fans. And, you know, we're talking about what the Sox can do in the offseason. But virtually all of them were rooting for the Cubs, you know, in this. It was a very, except this one guy, he said, I just hate the Cubs. and he had it like, he goes, what do you think about that rain delay anyway? Like it was some conspiracy thing or something. It's like, no, I think that was a legitimate rain delay. It turned out very lucky for the Cubs how it all went. But and it ended up that I think it rained that whole night later, so they only had a short window where it was going to be nice. So the Schwarber getting that hit was so big,
just amazing. I can't believe it's reality that the Cubs are World Series champs. I mean,
Now speaking of Cubs World Series champs,
good segue.
I was looking on my tcrowntom.com website. I've got different pages where you can order things from, like the NBA shop, or you can order Cubs World Series stuff. There's all kinds of stuff. Like there's bobbleheads, holiday ornaments that say 2016 World Series champs, all these different things. The bobbleheads, it'll be like Chris Bryant holding the World Series trophy, Schwarber holding the World Series trophy. So they've got some neat stuff. The team signed bats, team signed balls. I mean, all kinds of stuff you can get. But then when I was going down the list, I'm like, gosh, there's an unbelievable amount of things. For instance, you can get Cubs 2016 World Series champs lip balm. You can get Cubs 2016 World Series champs wireless mouse, wireless keyboard, a bottle jersey.
Did you say lip balm?
Lip balm. Oh, yeah, with lip balm. Now, this one, a bottle jersey. So, like, if you had a beer bottle, for instance, there's a Cubs World Series champs jersey that goes over the bottle. and while you're drinking, the top comes out. So you got that. headband, a bottle opener, a four-pack nail care set for the Cubs World Series champions, golf balls and tees set. Now, this would be one for you, Vince. Dog collar and leash for
your
dog.
There you go.
He's already an internet sensation with his catching the
smart tricks, you know.
What's your dog's name again?
Buddy.
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 So, yes. Buddy, explain the trick.
They just make these dog sticks, these long dog sticks, and I've trained him to balance the stick on his nose until I say get it, then he flips it up and catches it. So, you know, that's pretty cool.
Vince tweeted it, and I tweeted it. He tweeted it to my attention, I think, and I tweeted it too a week or so ago. I thought it was incredible. A bunch of different dog owners all seem to think that. My wife thinks our dog could do it. I say there's no way.
He's a pretty smart German Shepherd.
Yeah, that I thought it was unbelievable. Yeah. And then to drop it and catch it, before it hit the ground.
Yes.
You know, I more than once have opened a counter or a cabinet. And you know how there's too many glasses in there, and a glass will fall out, and I've caught it before it's hit the counter.
Very nice.
More than once.
Good
job.
So
I could imagine, if I had a video of that, we could do a contest.
That's right.
Me catching the glass or Buddy catching
it. Yes.
Buddy would probably win that one, too. Lenny from Orland Park's on the line. What do you have there, Lenny?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Bill, I missed you in Chicago. I'll see you next time around.
I
got a ball that when Chris Bryant was drafted, I got to meet him, and he signed his name on the sweet spot, Chris Bryant, first-round draft pick.
Nice.
Well, and you guys were on that topic, and I'm a Sox fan, Bill, but I'm going to hold the ball, or what do you think I can get
for
that? Now,
Lenny, were you one of the Sox fans rooting for the Cubs?
Yeah, I'm not a hater, no.
Yeah,
no,
I found myself, like, really rooting for him. But I want him to raid the Cubs, get Fowler, trade for Baez, and all kinds of stuff. But I was definitely rooting for him. It's what a great management team there. I mean, incredible.
Well, that's the key to that team. I mean, until Reinsdorf dies or something, we're not going nowhere.
When the White Sox won the World Series, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, White Sox management. Any of the players, there's a 10-year window for the management. I don't care what they do for the next 10 years. They won the World Series. Well, that window's closed. They're not making the playoffs. They're not getting anywhere. They're just running in place. It's time for a new president, as far as I'm concerned, of the White Sox and get entire new management. But I agree with you. I don't think as long as Reinsdorf owns them, I don't think that's going to happen.
And I'll relate that back to the Chicago Blackhawks. When the old man Wirtz died, we started to win, didn't we?
Yeah, that's true. Now, Reinsdorf does have some titles to his credit. So
I know that.
Yeah,
and we all know that organizations win championships, not players, right?
One of those things. They didn't. It's one of those things you say that you would think you would want to take back. They didn't seem to really want to take that back. But I'm with you. I think a new president would be there. And actually, while we're on the new president subject, why do the Bears not have a new president? The Bears need a new president. Ted Phillips has been there. Why? Yeah. I don't know. Get a new president. Let him get a new GM and let him get a new coach and go from there. Get a guy who knows football to do it. Boy, you got me going here, Lenny.
We could talk after hours here.
Right. So anyway, the Chris Bryant ball right now, probably $300-$400 for that ball, I would think.
Yeah, he signed his first-round draft pick because he signed it as his rookie year.
Yeah, that's great.
I need him, so.
I think I'd hang on to that for a while because see how they keep going on a string of things. But, I mean, his stuff is selling very well right now. Now, Bill, would you take just by itself a Chris Bryant single-signed baseball in a Huggins and Scott auction?
Well, especially with the unique inscription that Lenny has on that.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see what it would sell for. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen or sold one with that inscription on it.
Yeah, so that actually maybe, give it a shot in February. We were talking about this.
I can't keep Cubs things in my house too long.
Okay, February or May then.
I could give you ERC's address. You could send it over to me, Lenny.
Yeah,
be happy to take it off your hands.
Yeah, I would say either February or May. You know, I think in February, once spring training starts, I think there might be another run on Cubs stuff where people are like, oh, man, these Cubs, I forgot, they actually won. Winter's over, almost over, whatever. So I would think one of those auctions, maybe you ought to give it a shot, get rid of it.
Okay, great. I'll talk to you guys soon, and I'll see you soon, Billy.
Okay, thanks, Lenny.
Okay, have a good one. All right.
I'd even go pick it up free of charge, Lenny.
Yeah.
Send the driver. You know?
Right, yeah, to Orland Park. Maybe you should make Lenny an offer. About it. How much you offering on that one, Vince?
I'd love to have that.
That would be nice. All right, what's next on the we got some Twitter tweets here. Let's see what we have. Adam has an 8x10 autographed photo of Carlton Fisk before he was inducted into the Hall. Okay, that's probably 40. Did you bring a what is that?
That's a Carlton Fisk little ceramic.
Oh, really?
Kind of.
I thought that was just sitting there. That's
sitting
not
on the
yours?
Desk. Yeah.
That's,
nope. Not mine.
Is it numbered?
I don't know.
Okay. That's pretty. It looks like it's brass. That's kind of a cool thing. Yeah. I've never noticed that before.
It's just been
Has it always
here.
Been there?
It's here every week. I've it seen is. It, yes, on my side of the booth here.
Well, maybe we'll you should take a picture of that sometime and tweet it so people can see what we're talking about. That actually is pretty cool.
It is kind of
I
cool.
never noticed
it's
that
It's been
there.
Sitting here for a while. Yep.
Yeah. Every when week. You held it up, I thought it was a statue of Tom Waddle or something.
No, Carlton Fisk
yeah,
right
he's
on there.
Wearing
yeah.
his catcher's gear. That's kind of All right. Well, also some items that ended in the Huggins and Scott November auction. If you have items like this and you think you want to try to put them in their February auction, a Ray Demet T206 St. Louis team variation SGC4, $2,800. 1954 Hank Aaron Topps rookie graded SGC5 on a scale of 1 to 10, $1,400. A Koufax rookie SEC 5, $550. A lot of 8 Heartland Western figures. So they didn't just do sports. They did Western figures. That went for $425. Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, Annie Oakley, Tonto was in there.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of neat when you see that stuff. So check out HugginsAndScott.com. And you can see some of the stuff. You can look through their auction history if you have something that you think might be valuable or they have items on display there. Bill, have you taken a real quick anything like really exciting recently that stands out for February?
Well, you know, the guys are working on the site, and I think maybe by next Sunday we may have the site switched over, so you'll start to see some of the neat things.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, I always like that. And then once you get that up there, then things start going on every day, really. There's some updated things.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Vince just put the Carlton Fisk up on a display. He's always taking the
picture. So we can
that's
tweet
actually
it.
A good way to take
yes,
it. If you can, see if you can get the Chicago Theater sign in
I
the
will.
Background. That'd
I
be
will.
Cool. We're creative here. We realizing that we are on the air, we're... Vince, after you take the picture, it's time to do the drawing.
You do two things at once.
Okay.
Larry from Westmont, you are this week's winner. So email me your address, vince@arcdelivery.com, and I will deliver to your door free of charge.
You know what? I think that may have been your best winner while you were
cool.
taking, the
taking
picture.
The picture that's
it
right.
was very good, very clear. You're
Thank
definitely, you.
You
can... You can multitask,
Thank
Vince,
you.
Without
Thank
a doubt.
You. At least one time a week.
So don't forget to check out HugginsAndScott.com. Check out their items. Go to TCrownTom.com to check out my website. I'm at Triple Crown in Naperville Mondays through Saturdays. If you have items you think are valuable, you want to show me. And don't forget now to stay in there. The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller and Adam Abdallah follows us. Have a great one.